Life is returning to normal in most of the areas affected by this week's blackout. Many utilities report 100% service, but they're advising residents to conserve energy as power systems remain fragile. Water supplies damaged by the blackout are also mostly restored, though officials warn the water may not yet be drinkable. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has this update on the recovery.
In the Sterling Heights suburb of Detroit, Estelle Kruhl didn't mind living by candlelight. She says it was even a little romantic. The lack of water caused worse problems.
Well, you know, you're on certain medications and you have to take, you know, you have to take it with water. What do? You can go on not shaving or anything else and look like a bum for a while. That's fine. But, you know, it was the water situation.
The water situation also hampered sanitation. Kroll says her son is lucky enough to live by a lake. He trekked to the shore to fill up buckets with water and used that to flush his toilets. The water's back on now, but Kroll has been told to boil it. Restaurants are under the same restriction. Public health officials in one suburban Michigan county actually banned restaurants from reopening. In Cleveland, the boil order water has been lifted, but for a small area. The lingering problem there is the sewage system. It's backed up into Lake Erie. Mayor Jane Campbell explained at a news conference that the city routinely checks lake bacteria levels.
If you get to 300, that's when you begin to close the beach.
One main beach was well under that level Thursday before the blackout.
By middle of the next day, it was 4,500.
So Cleveland's Lake Erie beaches are closed for now. One business that's rebounded quickly, gas stations. Some had been unable to pump gasoline during the outage, stranding motorists. Today at the Telegraph Warren's gas station in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, cashier Newt Nigston was swamped with customers.
Actually, I can't talk right now. We're kind of busy, so I got to get off the phone.
Things had slowed somewhat at the Schoolcraft gas station in Detroit. Manager Al Baydoun says they were so crazy with customers yesterday, they had to limit sales to $10 per car until their supply ran out.
People was lined up. The line was like miles away from the station, and people were fighting who was going to get to the pump first.
Ontario, Canada is not emerging as quickly from the blackout. The government is trying to cut electricity consumption by half for the next week. It's even asked businesses to change operating hours if needed and urged local officials to provide only essential services. Utility officials warned that rolling blackouts may continue. Officials debated whether to run Toronto's subway system for the Monday rush hour, worried trains may get stuck again. In New York City, a far rosier mood prevailed. Crowds lined midtown streets to wave flags at the Indian Independence Day parade as it became hard to find any lingering signs of the blackout. Before marching at the head of the parade, Mayor Michael Bloomberg told reporters he expects tomorrow to be business as usual on the subways, on Wall Street, and in restaurants.
Health department is continuing to do inspections of restaurants, but there is no spike in food poisoning reports at hospitals.
One more bit of good news. Cooler temperatures this week are expected to reduce demand for power. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.